Originally, four texts and a journal were printed between 1995 and 2002. Much of the content came from interviews with tribal elders in the 1970s. This new series will still feature books on the Spirit Lake Oyate, Standing Rock Oyate, Turtle Mountain Ojibwe, and the three affiliated tribes or Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, or MHA. But a new edition on the Sisseton-Wahpeton Oyate has been added. And each tribe had exclusive editorial control over their respective book, which included more recent historical information.
It's so important that Indigenous peoples are represented in a contemporary sense.
Sashe Shetler is an MHA citizen and the assistant director of North Dakota's Office of Indigenous and Multicultural Education. She recalls classmates growing up who thought Native people were extinct.
Then you have people getting elected into positions, and if you have somebody thinking that Indigenous peoples don't exist, they're going to make policies that aren't bettering our communities for everyone.
5% of North Dakota's population is Native American. Nick Asbury is a former employee of the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction who has remained active in promoting the books.
It's important that we have the platform for the nations to tell their own story because kids are smart. They know when something is authentic and when it's not.
An original overview entitled Journey to Understanding, An Introduction to North Dakota Tribes, is still part of the set. Besides eighth graders, people can download the set for free or order a published copy online. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.